Happy Thursday morning. Another live show from Wednesday afternoon right here for your listening pleasure. Again, we can't tell you how much we appreciate you. We appreciate all of you that have decided to let this little old podcast get right into your ear, and we hope that you continue to do that. Make sure and hit that subscribe button for us. We would certainly appreciate it. And if you're listening on Apple Podcast, leave a nice 5-star review. That would certainly help out the show. Go check out winningcureseverything.com. Go and check out sbrpicks.com/NCAAF. That's our college football gambling content. And we do a weekly show for them over at SBR Picks on YouTube. So go check that out as well. But yeah, if you would, share the show out, tell your friends, and hopefully you enjoyed today's conversation. We've got a lot to talk about with Arizona firing Sean Miller, the Masters, Deshaun Watson losing endorsements, all kinds of stuff. So we hope that you continue to listen and share the show.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you kidding me?
You are looking live.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything. It is Wednesday, April the 7th. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
And we have got much to discuss. It is Masters Week, and we had a big-time firing in college basketball today, which is absolutely bananas, the timing at least. I don't think it's bananas what happened, but that is the way that it goes. And we got some other things that we got to discuss on this beautiful Wednesday before all the storms come. You've seen the weather, Chris.
Yeah,
we're supposed to be getting some severe thunderstorms this evening, and I think like the rain starts up probably by the end of this show. I guess I don't know. Either way, hopefully it's not going to be like it was the last couple of weeks where there were tornadoes and all that other kind of mess, right?
No, I think we'll be all right.
Nobody needs that. Before we get started, winningcureseverything.com, that is the website, your one stop shop for everything that has to do with us, all of our picks. All of our shows, all of our appearances, everything can be found over there, including where you can follow us, where you can subscribe, all that good stuff. If you would, so kindly, if you're watching this show on YouTube or Facebook, whatever, hit the like button for us and share the show out. Tell your friends. Make sure you are subscribed at whichever one of those platforms it is. And if you would like to be involved in the show, you can do so. McKinnon has already jumped in on Facebook. You can dive in there as well. Whatever platform you're on, it will populate right there in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen. So jump in, be a part of the show. You can help drive the conversation today. We would certainly appreciate that. If you're listening on the podcast, again, make sure you are subscribed. Leave a nice 5-star review over at Apple Podcast. Written, whatever it is, if you leave a written one, we will read it at some point on the air. I guarantee it. So we will get through that. Taylor jumps in on YouTube, said, "Sup, fellas." McKinnon said, "Happy hump day." It is hump day. We are halfway through this week. Thank goodness. It has been busy. It has been crazy. But it's like we're surviving week to week, right? It's countdown the week, get to the weekend, start it all over again. is what it is. SBRPicks.com/NCAAF is our college football gambling site. You can go check it out. Sportsbook Review is the place to be for all of your sports gambling content. But the college football version of it is right there, SBRPicks.com/NCAAF. We do a weekly show over there on their YouTube. You can find it by going to YouTube and searching SBR Picks. You can subscribe there, and that way you can hit that little bell button and be notified every time we put up a new show. There will be a new one today. So go and check that out for sure. Chris, let's dive into to the news of the day. The first topic here is that one Sir Sean Miller has been booted out from Arizona, and I think we've kind of been waiting on this for like 4 years now. It's been like four seasons since the DeAndre Melton stuff. What was the guy's name? He was the number one pick not that long ago. How did I just go blank in the middle of the show? Either way, big time. Aiden? Yeah, DeAndre Ayton. Ayton, that's it, sorry. Unless it's been a long day. DeAndre Ayton. There was talk of $150,000 payment to get him to come to Arizona. He ended up being the number one pick in the NBA draft. It was then found out that there was no proof of $150,000 payment, that the article that was written by Mark Schlereth, I believe, or was it Slaybaugh, whoever it is over at ESPN, somebody had a false article. Like, he said that sources told him this was on tape. None of that was on tape, or at least it never came out. But it was a strange situation, and Arizona seemed to stand by Sean Miller for a very long time, and nobody could really understand why. Now, part of it might have been that, you know, while we're waiting on the NCAA to hand down some kind of a punishment, who was going to take the job? Well, now they got to this point where there was only 1 year remaining on Sean Miller's deal. And it seemed like the powers that be did not necessarily want to get rid of him. And with that, you either have to extend the coach instead of just letting him play out the last year of the contract, because as they are finding out, you cannot recruit if you only have 1 year left. It's a strange situation. What did you take from this?
Well, I think this was always the plan. I think it was always the idea to just let him get to where we owe him the least amount of money before we fire him. Because he's still a good coach, and he can still run the program, and we can still win basketball games. Okay. So, standing by your guy, I'm a fan of that, though.
Absolutely.
I don't know that if they thought he was the best guy for the job, to let him ride all this stuff out and to keep it. But maybe this past season didn't make the tournament, didn't win a lot. Maybe he's struggling.
Well, they partially didn't make the tournament because they implemented their own postseason.
Yeah. But I'm just trying to figure out, did they make this move because they were done with Sean Miller, or did they make this move because he got them in trouble?
I think it was more they were done with Sean Miller. I think that was it. He finished number 29 at KenPom this year. They were 17-9. Not awful, you know, awful at all. No, a top 30 KenPom team.
The reason I say this is because I'm a fan of standing by your coach, because I know how hard it is to replace them.
Oh, yeah. At number 19 at KenPom last year, number 94 in 2019. They had some major issues that year. 2018, they were number 28. 17 was number 18. 2016, they were number 19. 2015, they were number 4. Like, he is perennially a top 20 KenPom team. Yeah. That is a lot harder to do than you would think. I mean, there's 357 teams in Division I college basketball. If you are metrically, analytically, whatever, one of the top 20 best teams every year, that's tough. You're not going to be able to find another guy that does that easily. I'll just say that. So, with Sean Miller out, and we still don't know what the NCAA fallout is going to be, because they haven't ruled on any of this crap other than the Oklahoma State case, which was appealed, and they gave them a postseason ban, and they still played in the NCAA tournament this year because they're in the middle of an appeal.
They appealed it.
Yeah, so it's strange how all of this is going. I don't know what to make of it, and I don't know who exactly would be a good fit for the job. Typically, a job like this, listen to these jobs that have opened up so far this offseason. Texas, yeah. North Carolina, Indiana, Arizona. I mean, this is absurd. Absolutely. These are four meccas of the sport, and all of them open.
Well, now, three of them are. Texas is a big-ass school, but they're not a basketball mecca.
Agreed. They have not won a national championship. All of the other ones have. But everybody always assumes it's just, like, you get the right guy. Maybe not.
Texas have been around for 100 years. They've been playing basketball for almost 100 years, and they hadn't been close. So
yeah,
let's be real careful by calling them a mecca of the sport.
How about this?
It's a big job.
It's a really big job.
It's not a good job. It's a big job.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And of course, there was all the other ones, right? There's Minnesota and DePaul and Oklahoma and blah, 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 blah. These were all massive jobs that have opened up. And now Arizona, the last, after all of these have already filled their seats, Arizona now has to try and find a new head coach. And I think,
but I don't know that anybody who filled any of those seats would have taken the Arizona job.
Agreed.
And I don't know how many of those people Arizona would have even gone after.
No, Mike Woodson definitely would not have. That wouldn't have been an option anywhere other than Indiana. That's right. Same thing with North Carolina. Hubert Davis.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been an option at any of these other big
time. Chris Beard wouldn't have taken it. He would have taken Texas over that job.
You got that
because
right.
Because that's home. And so the only real mercenary out there is Oklahoma. And you're not going to go take that job when they've got NCAA sanctions coming down their neck, when you can take Oklahoma, which is a really good job.
So I think the only option here, because initially my thought was nobody's going to want that job. You have no idea what's coming down the pipeline.
Somebody's going to want that job.
Here are my front runners for it, because I immediately started thinking about it. Because I've been thinking about this for a couple of years now at this point, thinking, all right, eventually Sean Miller's going to get fired, and this is going to pop up.
Hang on. I got to ask, why do you just assume he was going to get fired? Kansas is about to go through the same thing that Arizona went through, okay? And Kansas gave Bill Self a lifetime contract. And they said, you're going to be our coach, and we don't care what the NCAA says. If we have to sit you down, we'll sit you down, and then as soon as it's over, we're bringing you back. You don't think there was a world where somebody in Arizona was like, can we not just do that?
I think it was the way that it was handled by the coaches, right? Bill Self, you have never seen him under pressure, sweating, getting testy with the media, like all that kind of stuff. A lot of the stuff that came out of Arizona was – He and the brass don't necessarily get along, but they also understand that he's a winner. It was a whole different thing.
Then that's a different situation.
Yeah, which is why I've thought about it for a while, and why it's been super surprising to me that they've actually kept him around, because he's not the easiest person to work with. So at least from all the reports, and I've never worked with him, he might be fine. Who knows? But everything that's been reported is he ain't the easiest person to work with, but he can damn sure win basketball games. So my thought process here. I've got three names that I really like that I think all would work, that you can keep around for a long time, that I think the fan base would be excited about, right? First off, Damon Stoudemire. He is the Pacific head coach. Obviously, he was Mighty Mouse. He played at Arizona, had a lot of success under Lute Olson. He is doing well at Pacific, considering the fact that they have zero resources to put towards basketball at that school. He's got NBA coaching regimen. He coached under, was it under Passner at Memphis? I don't know. That was his college coaching position. Then he was at the Grizzlies, and now he is the Pacific head coach. I think he's one that could get the fan base excited, and he's somebody that hasn't been at that P5 level as a coach, but definitely could learn under, like he could learn on the job, right? You bring in one of these old school coaches that can teach him the X's and O's a little more. But I think he's a damn good coach. Next, Passner. Josh Passner, of course, played at Arizona under Lute Olson. It's where his first assistant coaching job was.
Then he was the only name that came up for me in my brain.
I think it makes perfect sense. You just had maybe the best season that you were going to have at Georgia Tech.
Yep.
Everything went right. You won an ACC tournament. You still got like a 9 seed or an 8 seed in the NCAA tournament. You get beat in the first round. I don't know that you're going to do a whole lot better than that at Georgia Tech. There might be seasons where you can get a 6 seed, where you can get da-da-da-da, but I don't think you're ever going to be at championship level there. And he's been there for a while. He may have worn out his welcome a little bit. Now might be a good time to bounce when you're losing some of these super seniors, right? So, and then the other one, Miles Simon, if you just want a guy that everybody knows, Miles Simon is an assistant coach with the Lakers right now. He's talked about getting back into the college game. He might be somebody that if you know that it's going to be bad, you know you're going to have recruiting restrictions, all that kind of stuff for a while, and you know that the program is just not going to be very good for a little bit, Miles Simon might be a good fit. You know, he might be the one that ends up taking the job. You think anybody other than those three?
I mean, not that I can think of, not that I think one of those three is going to definitely be it, but I don't know. I wouldn't be able to give you a name. The issue with Pastner is Pastner did take over Memphis and have to go through the violations and problems at Memphis. Does he want to do that again?
It's a good question. I mean, the only thing going here is that it's home, right? He is the only one with the experience.
But if you think the next coach is not going to be great, especially with all the recruiting problems and issues that they're going to have with the NCAA, you can just wait until the sanctions are over and then go back home.
I mean, that's true, but
because if he picked up the phone after all that's over with and called the AD, he could probably get that job. The chances of whoever taking that job is so successful that, you know, you're not going to be looking to fire him in 2 or 3 years. I don't know. That would be shocking to me.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thought process with me, but if it is Pastner, that is somebody that you can sit around and say, all right, look at what he did at Memphis. Look at what he did at Georgia Tech. At Georgia Tech, it took 4 or 5 years to really get it going. If we've got him here, we already know that the first however many years are not going to be great anyway, but he can implement that culture. He can build it up, and then, you know, you won't have to worry about going through another coaching change.
No, I like Josh. I think Josh is a good coach. So, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Josh, all that.
I think he'd be perfect.
I do too.
Perfect there. He's already tied in with the AAU circles around there.
I don't know. I guess this shocked me a little bit. So, like, you've been waiting for this for 3 years, and I just kind of expected after 3 years for them to say, he's our guy, man. I don't care what the NCAA says. We're going to stick it to him.
When they didn't extend him, I mean, he's been working on the same contract for a long, long time, and it was 3 years left on the deal, and then 2 years left on the deal, and then now there's one, you know, less than a year left on the deal now, and, you know, it was surprising the timing of it, because I just thought that they would announce, all right, you know, we extended him 3 more years, and it's, you know, he's making $1 million a year for however long, like nothing crazy, but I really thought that, you know, they might extend him, but I always in the back of my head expected, all right, he's going to get fired at some point, but when the hell is it going to happen? You know, and it finally on April 7th finally happens. Like, it's just weird timing. Like
I said, if I was an athletic director and I thought I had the right guy, I don't care. I just don't care. Everybody's doing the same crap we're doing. We just happen to be sponsored by Adidas and the FBI, you know, camped out at Adidas schools. I can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, I do feel what you're saying. I
feel like what we did was against our rules, but the only reason we got caught was because the FBI got involved to, you know, and they basically only targeted Adidas schools. So
Arizona is actually Nike.
Are they?
Yeah.
How were they involved in that?
It wasn't just Adidas schools. Remember, it was USC as well and whatever.
Nike schools.
Yeah, it was Book Richardson. It was, you know, all these other things. So Arizona had a lot of stuff going on. The Adidas stuff had to do with TJ Gasnola and whatever else.
Yeah.
The other schools, it was, hey, Christian Dawkins bribed these assistant coaches.
That's right. That's right.
So, it was strange timing. I mean, waiting until April 7th when all these other jobs are already done.
Like I said, I don't know that there was a single coach that got hired that was going to come to Arizona.
Oh, or agreed.
That you as Arizona wanted. So
that's entirely true. Entirely
so I don't like that doesn't concern me. You know, this isn't like there was four, you know, great coaching candidates out there and you wanted one of them. You know what I'm saying? And now you're left holding the bag because you fired your guy too late. Like that didn't happen here.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. You were right about that. So we will move off of Arizona. Let's Let's dive into a tradition unlike any other. The Masters is this weekend. And it feels like it was just yesterday that we were watching, you know, people play at Augusta.
Well, it was just 4 months ago.
It was November. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. It has been beautiful weather other than all the storms and everything that we've been having for the past few weeks. But I am excited about this. Like, I feel a little more anxious and ready to watch it this go round than I did in November. You kind of feel that way?
No, I was excited about it in November. I liked it.
I feel like it's back on the calendar where it's supposed to be. Like, well, I feel like things are getting back to normal.
It's springtime now and not, you know, the end of fall, but I was just ready for anything last year.
That makes perfect sense. So we do have our picks and whatnot. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I've got five guys that I have bet on to win, and all of the same five I have bet to finish top 10.
Me too. I have five as well for the exact same thing.
I am very curious on yours. You mind if I start us off?
Go ahead.
All right. Jordan Spieth is really hot right now. I like what he did last week. I took him at plus 1,200.
You can get him at plus 1,300 at BetOnline.
Really? Okay, well, I got him at plus 1,200, and I've got him plus 100 to finish in the top 10.
Yeah. I didn't write down my top 10 odds, but yeah. I've got Jordan Spieth as well.
Okay, so you've got Spieth.
But Spieth was my guy when he was hot. I love Spieth, and it seems like he got it back. He just kind of fell apart. I don't know that he got it back. Let's be careful with he got it back. I'm hoping he's got it back. I'm going to tell you this. For 3 days, there's no doubt in my mind he's going to play great golf. Is he going to fall apart on Sunday? That's what he's done at the Masters every year. He looks like the Jordan Spieth of old, and then Sunday comes, and he looks like the Jordan Spieth of the last 3 years, 4 years. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Here's hoping. Here's hoping not.
All right.
So I also have Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas, he's been all right. He's been good. I got him at plus 1125. And he's plus 110 to finish in the top 10. You know, I'm a little biased here.
He's one of the favorites to win it this year and kind of every year.
Taylor jumps in. He said, the guys over at SBR were talking about how much discrepancy there was across all the books for the Masters. Yeah, it's like that every year, though. I mean, every year.
Yeah, I think golf is definitely how much weight they're carrying on each player depends on what they move the line to.
Yeah. All right, so I gave you Justin Thomas. Who is your next go-round?
Well, I'm going to go John Rahm. That's my guy, the big Spaniard. Big daddy, baby. Hey, so, he had the baby.
That's what I was going to say. That's what terrifies me about this.
What terrifies you, Gary? What terrifies you? The man's a new father. He's got a new swing in his step. He's going to be ready to rip it, baby. He's got to make them checks now. Give me that jacket. Give me that big-ass check. I got this kid to feed.
Yeah, no, John Rahm is one that I looked at really hard. He always plays Augusta really well.
I can just hear Jim Nantz as the rock is rolling in on the 18th green to win it. Daddy's home, baby. Woo! Come on.
What were the odds on Rahm? Do you know?
Plus 13. Same as Spieth. Plus 1,300.
Plus 1,300. My goodness. Okay, not bad. Rahm to finish top 10 is plus 110.
Yeah.
So not too bad. Joseph jumped in. Joseph Gomez, he said Koepka has value.
Nah, I'm not a Koepka guy. Koepka's body's not right. Koepka's not going to hold up over 4 weeks. He's still recovering from injury. My take on it. I'm out on Koepka.
Joseph Gomez said he got bills to pay, average of $240,000 over 18 years. Yeah, okay, I'm with you.
I'm going to bet his kid costs more than $240,000 a year.
That's my guess.
Based on the quality of lifestyle that they are going to live.
Most certainly. McKinnon said, I'm really hoping Jordan pulls it out. Yeah, there's a lot of people that do.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth was, it was him and Rory kind of head-to-head for the number one way back when. And Rory just kept ripping along, and Jordan just kind of nosedived into the oblivion.
Yes, he did. All right.
Who else you got?
I have got Daniel Berger. I can get him at plus 5,000 in a couple of spots. I think the most common is like plus 3,500. Just going back and looking, he has kind of improved at Augusta every year, and he's playing really good golf right now. I think he's a good outside shot here. He is plus 280 to finish in the top 10. So he's my third guy.
All right. So I've got two mid-level guys that are almost exact same odds. Patrick Cantlay, who always plays the Masters really well and is playing great right now. And the next one I'll give you is Xander Schauffele.
Yep.
Patrick is a plus 2,200, 22-1 odds. And Xander is 25-1, plus 2,500.
Xander I have as well. I got him at plus 2,500. He's plus 175 to finish top 10. Let's see. Patrick Cantlay is plus 175 to finish in the top 10. And let's see. You said you got Xander. All right. My last one. I don't like it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Last one.
I've got a little on Bryson. Bryson DeChambeau. He tore it
What's
up
that
last
number?
Year.
That's not a good number. What's that number?
It's plus 1,100. Actually,
that's not good.
And plus 100 to finish top 10. They have not proofed the course yet, right? They haven't gotten to that point.
They have, because the only way they got to proof the course is they've got to make the greens just rock hard, and I think they've done that.
Maybe so.
I think that Dustin Johnson finishing 20 under was an embarrassment to Augusta.
Agreed.
And they are going to make sure, and the only way they can make the course harder, because they don't change the course, is make the greens firmer, hard. It's going to be rolling on stone, and Bryson hasn't putt well. I've got Bryson at plus 600 to miss the cut.
To miss the cut?
Yeah, because I think he's going to struggle on the green. I really do think that the minus 20 that Dustin Johnson put up in November is going to make them make this course much harder. I think they're wanting a winner around minus 9, minus 11, somewhere around there. They're going to cut that number in half. But the only real way they can change the course over a four-month period is to firm up the greens. And that's the one thing that hurts Bryson. Bryson just hasn't putt well this year at all. He's a masher and a smasher, and, man, it's fun to watch him rip it. But I'm telling you, he just isn't putting well.
Who is your fifth?
My last guy is Cameron Smith. I love Cameron Smith. That's my long shot at plus 4,000.
Okay, yeah, I see there's a couple of 3,500s for him. 4,000's good. Yeah, 4,000's a good number. Cameron Smith.
I like Cameron Smith a lot. He's definitely the long shot to win it, but I definitely think he'll finish top 10. I like him to finish top 10, get good odds there. So I'm a big Cameron Smith guy. I went through and I bet all of Cameron Smith's, because he's matched up with other guys in his kind of field level of all the head to heads. I bet all of the Cameron Smith positive head to heads.
Gotcha. He's plus 300 to finish top 10. Let's see, as far as round matchups, let's see. Cameron Smith is facing off against, let's see. Colin Morikawa. Cameron Smith is plus 100 there. Colin is plus 100. Cameron Smith is minus 120.
Yeah, but Cameron Smith's probably getting a stroke and a half.
He is getting half a stroke.
Yeah, so that's the reason why.
That makes sense. Okay, I can get down with that. All right, not bad. That's the only matchup that we've got for
No, Cameron. It's not.
At this book.
Yeah. So I've got Cameron Smith against Scottie Scheffler.
Yep.
I've got Cameron Smith against Tyrell Hatton. And then I've got it against Morikawa.
Okay.
I've got him against Daniel Berger. So my book doesn't even have him against Morikawa.
That's interesting. Yeah, see, all the books
I've got somebody else against Morikawa, but I don't know who. I've got too many bets.
McKinnon said, just a long case of the yips. Golf and shooting, see athletes do that a lot because they're such mental sports. Yeah, golf is definitely a very mental sport. If you are in your own head at all, it was partly what was going on with Tiger Woods for so long, you know? So, and now, of course, Tiger, do you see the news that came out today? Tiger was, the black box thing said that he was going 87 miles per hour when his car wrecked. I don't know what that means.
So I listened to a couple of LA-based podcasts, and they were talking about this. They're not really sports podcasts. But the investigation for his wreck has got a lot of problems. I think the police officers that did that investigation are going to get fired. There's a lot of information they didn't get. When they got to the hospital, they did not require them to get blood work. So we don't know if there was anything in his system or not. So everyone said, well, he wasn't intoxicated and he wasn't on pills or anything. But we don't know that because they didn't get any blood work from him at all. The replay of everything that they've seen from it shows his car never slowed down. So even once he like crossed the barrier and was going the opposite direction, you would think if he was conscious, he would be trying to brake. And he never, his car never, yes, 87 miles an hour, his car never broke. Like he never hit the brakes.
Yeah, it says, let's see, Woods' SUV was traveling from 84 to 87 miles per hour on a downhill stretch of road outside Los Angeles that had a speed limit of 45 miles per hour, and the vehicle was going 75 miles per hour when it hit a tree, Sheriff yep. Alex Villanueva said. And no traffic citations were issued. So authorities said there was no evidence of impairment or of distracted driving.
But I don't understand how they know that there's no evidence of impairment or distracted driving.
Yeah, that's what it says. It says that they couldn't or they didn't have probable cause to get warrants for impairment or distracted driving.
That's just not true. But, you just had a car accident. I think everybody in the hospital, you're allowed to get blood from them if they.
I believe that's evidence, right?
Yeah,
That makes no sense.
I think that tells me there is something, or else they would have gotten it and they would have said that we have nothing to not get it. Tells me somebody was told, don't take blood from him.
It says, so Villanueva blamed the February 23rd crash solely on excessive speed and Woods' loss of control behind the wheel. Sheriff's Captain James Powers, who oversees the sheriff's station closest to the crash site, said there was no evidence that the golfer braked throughout the wreck, and it is believed that Woods inadvertently hit the accelerator instead of the brake pedal.
I can't explain that at some point in time he doesn't know that he's hitting the accelerator and not the brake.
Taylor said there's no evidence of impaired driving when you don't take evidence.
That's true. He's exactly right. Like that's the reason there's no evidence is because they did a really bad job of this. Now I'm certain they were paid very handsomely to do a bad job of this.
Yeah, it's
this calls into question the whole accident to me.
Yeah,
because if it was anybody else, you would have done all of these things, and they specifically did not in this case. And they did not because this guy has a habit of doing these things and you don't want to hurt his feelings, but because you were told you can't take it.
McGinnon said, sounds like he tried to commit suicide, which is also well known now that he has a very long history of mental issues. I mean... I don't know. I feel like there's different ways to go about that, but I don't know. I mean, that was a pretty far fall. Justin Miller said, I think you guys need to talk about J.J. Watt's great tweets at some point in the future. His one to Elon Musk was on point. Have you seen any of these?
No, I don't follow J.J. Watt.
I have no idea. I don't follow J.J. So, either way, we will move off of that. Is there anything else that you are excited about with the Masters this weekend?
No, I'm just excited to see it. I'm excited to watch it, and... And yeah, I'm glad that it's here.
Do you think? I mean, Dustin Johnson always kills this course.
He usually does well.
But it's so boring to take Dustin Johnson. At this point.
I don't bet chalk, Gary. I got two guys that are plus 1300. That's as chalky as you're gonna see me get.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And one of them is only from nostalgia. That's it. There's no reason I should be betting Jordan Spieth. There's just no reason. I should root for Jordan Spieth, and if he wins, okay, great. There's no reason to be betting him right now.
Yeah. Taylor said his Bengals released Bernard. I didn't realize Giovanni Bernard was up to be released. That guess kind of makes sense.
Well, I mean, it wasn't up to be released. Nobody's up to be released.
Well, yeah, but
I just chose to release
him. It didn't seem like he would be one. I mean, he has been very effective for them for years now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk about this right quick. Nike and Beats by Dre have pulled their endorsements of Deshaun Watson. Does this, it shouldn't surprise either of us, right? Nope. At this point. Why do we not see this more often?
I think it took a long time. I mean, it took a long time. Do you remember when Cam Newton made the weird comment about, it's interesting to hear a woman ask a question like that? And the next day, he lost his yogurt commercial.
Yeah. Okay.
We've got 22 lawsuits, and we've got 23 women that have come forward. And it took that for somebody to find. And we've been talking about this for, a month. And finally, sponsors are pulling out. It took one day for Cam Newton to respond funnily, iffy, strangely, to a question, and he lost his sponsorship.
And now we get, and these are big sponsorships. I mean, don't give
these me. These are big. These are bigger than a yogurt commercial, but it doesn't matter.
But even still, these are the first ones that we have heard of, yeah. and it's surprising. For some reason, if only because it took as long as it did.
That's it.
I don't know why it would take this long, and I don't know why others have it. He's got a local partnership with HEB. He's joined Lefty's Cheesesteak franchise, which is opening a restaurant in Houston near NRG Stadium. He has a brand partnership with Rolex, and nothing's happened there yet. So. It's strange.
I mean, I'm not saying, look, I'm not the guy to tell all these sponsorships, you need to leave these people. Okay. I've never been that. I thought when Cam lost his sponsorship, it was a little ridiculous. But I think it's up to the business. Okay. If the business chooses to do it, do it. If you don't, you don't. You make your own decisions for what you're going to do because you're going to face backlash as well. So do what's right for your business. It doesn't matter to me what you do.
You and I are very against cancel culture, and that's effectively what this is. But this is a strange.
No, because pulling sponsorships is not cancel culture. Pulling sponsorships is a business decision. All right, I'm paying you large sums of money to represent me, and I want people to buy my product because you endorse my product. But now, if your endorsement costs me money, then why would I pay you? So that's a business decision. That's not cancel culture. Those are two different things. Let's be real careful about that.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. It's the cancel culture is more people calling for these businesses to drop off.
The mob mentality wanting folks fired for very minor ingression, like indiscretion. So
you've got a point. Justin, by the way, jumped in. Elon tweeted about Tesla solar panels, 1.39 per watt. JJ replied, "How much for everyone else?" It made me laugh. Sorry. That is pretty witty, to be honest.
All right, that's pretty clever. Ha ha, my last name is Watt.
And then McKinnon jumped back in. I'm telling y'all, if you haven't seen some of the drop-offs in the hills, talking about the Tiger Woods stuff, off the hills and mountains of California, you'd never say you think you can run off the road there and survive. The fact he lived is purely astonishing after seeing places like that with my own eyes. He's not wrong about that. I mean, the drop-offs over there are bananas.
It's a mountain region. It's It's the Hollywood Hills. It's very mountainous.
Yeah. Taylor said, I feel like these businesses were waiting for the court's decision, but realized it's too deep now. Yeah, some of the accusers have come out publicly now.
When they've come out publicly and they've given evidence and, like, the evidence that they have openly, and some of them are starting to go to law enforcement, to the police, for criminal charges, which I don't think there's any way on earth a criminal charge will stick. There's just not enough evidence. In he said, she said situations to land somebody like that. But, you know, with the amount of damage, I guess I'm like, the waiting didn't bother me because if it was one or two girls, you're trying to play the game of, did he really do this? Did he not?
Yeah.
Where are we at in this situation?
Especially if it's all civil cases, right?
Well, and now that we know, he knowingly admits that in a 1 year span, he's had well over 40 massages from these girls and this very unique, special thing, 40 different women. Let's not say 40 massages. That's just a, maybe a behavior that both of those industries are like, you know what? We're gonna move on from this.
Yeah. The Nike quote was, we are deeply concerned by the disturbing allegations and have suspended Deshaun Watson. We will continue to closely monitor the situation, Nike said in a statement on Wednesday. Houston-based Reliant Energy said in a statement that its relationship with Watson was scheduled to end this spring and that the company has no plans for future engagements or contracts with him. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what else to make of it. Rusty Harden has said, you know, that he denies all wrongdoing that Deshaun does. Last week, 18 women released statements through Harden saying that they have worked with the Texans quarterback and that he never made them feel uncomfortable. However, all of it's still nuts. I mean, it's 40 different women. The 18 that he had worked with, he has worked with them more than 130 times over the past 5 years, like since he's been in Houston. That's just the 18 women that gave him, I guess, glowing reviews that said, he never tried anything inappropriate with us. I'm curious how many times he worked with the other ones.
Yeah. Because if it was a one-time deal because he made them feel uncomfortable, then that makes sense.
It's really strange.
It's really strange. Everybody in this industry finds it strange. In football, professional athletes find it strange that he doesn't have a specific girl, that he doesn't have somebody who has gone to school and works with like athletes specifically that knows his body and does this for him. If it's not sexual in nature in any way, shape, form, or fashion, and it is just, I'm trying to take care of my body, wouldn't you find somebody who knows your body and you like working with them and that be your person? Why the 40 different women in 1 year?
Yeah, that is definitely strange.
I know that's not an admission of guilt. Okay, that doesn't mean you did anything wrong. I just want I would like him to just answer that question though. Like, this has nothing to do with did you do this or did you not. I just find it unbelievably strange that no athlete in the world has ever done this. They want people who work on their body to know their body, because you really can mess somebody up with a massage. Like, yeah, you can hurt, especially these deep massages, you can hurt the muscle. You can cause damage. And the fact that you're just willing to find some rando on Snapchat or Instagram and let her mess with your body in hopes that she doesn't mess you up is weird to me.
Oh, very much so.
That's a risk I wouldn't be willing to take. It's got nothing to do with the sexual part of it. That doesn't make sense to me.
Matt Miller said, what, does he just try every massage therapist in the Houston area? He said 5 to 10 makes sense to see if you can find the best person that works for you.
That's right.
And that's 100% right.
Once you find the best person, what do? You stick with the best person.
Exactly. I did not hear this part. So there were 18 women that gave, you know, that said that he didn't do anything. They all gave statements that, hey, he didn't try anything with me. On Tuesday, I didn't realize this came out yesterday, Tony Busby, who is the one that represents all these women, said that one of the women who gave one of those statements also sent a direct message concerning Watson, saying that she stopped working with him because she was, quote, hearing too much stuff about him messing with other people.
Yeah. He said that just because he didn't mess with you doesn't mean he ain't messing with other people.
Exactly. He said, that's two different stories, Busby said. Now, am I suggesting that the 18 women had bad experiences? I don't know. Am I suggesting there's a reason they came forward? I don't know. That's a question for you to ask. What I do know is that what was said publicly by this one individual and what was said privately were two completely different things.
Yep.
That's a killer right there for the defense team.
Yeah, I mean, that's really hard. That's going to be really hard to answer for. And this sucks, man. I mean, I don't know why he's into weird. Like, it is strange that, like, in the society that we live in, it's the weird sexual stuff that takes people down.
I mean, we just talked about Tiger Woods. It was the same thing.
I really think, like, we were talking last offseason, last year at the end of the season, and I was thinking quarterback-wise, I think Watson's the second best quarterback behind Patrick Mahomes in football right now.
Yeah.
Like I think he's number two. Some people would have Wilson there, and I probably wouldn't argue with you about it. I wouldn't put up much of a fight, but I like Watson in that spot. And now we're at a point where this guy's career might be over because he might just be untouchable because of not necessarily. Now I would say if he forced these women to, like, some of these women to blow him, now we have a different question. Now we have a different problem. Now it's something different. Okay. Yeah. But if it's the people that have come forward and it's been weird when he's doing it and he's humping the air and he's, you know, what it like, it's weird and it's uncomfortable and it's not okay. But should you lose your livelihood over it? Like, I don't even know how to feel about that. You know,
it's
one of those things where you just want to say, stop it. Just don't do that.
Quit being weird. Like, am I not mistaken? He had a pretty attractive girlfriend, right? Like,
but this is not, everybody always points to look how hot his girlfriend
agreed.
Is. Why are you doing none of that shit, Matt? I will tell you this. So that's the scary part, right? So I've talked about this a little bit on the podcast in the past. I was a criminal justice major when I was in college. I had to take a sex crimes class. It gave me nightmares. To this day, I think about shit that I saw and learned about. It's pretty awful. These people like the hunt, man. I mean, it really is about the hunt. They women as prey. And it's not about, you could have a concubine of women living at your house, willing to do anything you want. But you know what? They're willing to do it. You want the hunt. You want that one that won't do it. You want the one that says, I'm not interested in you at all. And you want to find a way to get control over them. And it's all about power. It's all about control. It's all about getting what you can't have and having what you're not supposed to have.
It's frightening. It's frightening. Matt Miller asked, what is the percentage chance that he never plays again?
I think that percentage is bigger than him not playing again. If I had to weigh it right now, I would say 51-49.
51% that he does play?
That he never plays again.
Ooh, that is crazy.
Matt Miller, I think right now it's close to 50-50, but I would lean in the world that we live in and the culture that we live in today. I just think it's next man up. And if Tyrod Taylor comes in and he plays well and the Houston Texans can get out of this contract because of the criminal charges and all this stuff and the league lets them out of the deal, I don't think anybody's touching him. And I think he's going to go the way of Ray Rice.
That is terrifying. Terrifying. The reason he may not have done these things to some women is because they were down.
Yeah, that's it. Because they were interested. They were willing.
Oh.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They seemed eager. They were like, oh, this good looking, smoking hot rich guy is into me. Hell yeah, I'll play with that wiener. But then he don't want that because
that's
not what he wants.
That's interesting.
I got plenty of ladies that'll do what I want. I want the one that don't. I want the one that I make feel uncomfortable.
Whew.
I'm just telling you about things that I've learned and I've seen and I've read interviews and case studies about men that have done this throughout history. Most of those men end up strongly violating or killing these women. All right. Those are the cases that I learned about over history. Thank God we haven't gotten to that point and Watson doesn't seem to be that kind of monster.
The whole thing is so cringeworthy.
It's very uncomfortable and it's very icky.
Yes, it's not something that I enjoy talking about. I will tell you that. But it's a massive, massive deal because, like you said, there's a world where he is the second best quarterback in the NFL right now. There's a
world where the second best quarterback in the league doesn't take another snap.
That's insane. That's crazy to think about. But it's highly probable at this point.
And how much money has he made so far and how much of that stashed away? Because I don't see a lot of endorsement deals for him. I don't see a lot of places for him to go make a highly compensated living.
Joseph Gomez said, you're betting on Tyrod Taylor at a 50-50 prop. No, thank you. I believe you mean it's a power and influence issue. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean
100%. Sure. Here, let's close out the show. Let's get out of this thing. Else. Let's talk about Najee Harris right quick.
Okay.
Adam Schefter podcast. I know that you listen to this, right? Or you at least saw what happened.
I do not. I just heard what happened. I read about it in the news.
So, Najee Harris was on the Adam Schefter podcast. He read to Harris one of McShay's mostly positive but also kind of negative scouting reports with which Harris took issue. Najee Harris said, "I think Todd McShay can kiss my ass. How is he going to say he showed better production? I did not play my freshman or sophomore seasons rarely ever. I didn't have an opportunity to show that I could catch. It's not because I can't. It's because I wasn't in the game to show people I could catch. So let's just stop looking at the stat sheet and watch the game." I love it. I love it. Like, Najee Harris is one of the most outspoken guys in this coming draft, and everything that he has said in all these interviews leading up, he is, I might dare to say, he is the most personable, yep, draftable guy coming out this season.
Everybody is so reserved because they don't want to say something that will offend somebody, or, you know, ooh, all these NFL teams that run these leagues full of just dominant, barbaric men, they're all such pearl clutchers, and they're all so sensitive and thin-skinned. And Najee, just, I will tell you, you know, I look for every reason to crap on every Alabama player. This is a guy I like. It doesn't hurt that he is also a huge Auburn fan and only went to Alabama to basically play football and go to the NFL. Well,
No, he's not an Auburn fan. That all that mess that he was talking about, because it drove him nuts, because he's not like a massive fan of anybody. He never was. He just plays. But when guys would stop him at the mall in Tuscaloosa or whatever,
I took it as he grew up an Auburn fan.
No, he just likes to get a rise out of people, because he was saying this on Pat McAfee's show. Yeah. He was saying, you know, guys would come up to me at the mall. They'd stop me when I was out to eat. You know, "Hey, Roll Tide, Najee, Roll Tide." And he'd look at him and say, "Well, War Eagle." You know, it just shocked people, because they're like, whoa, you play for Alabama. Like, what are you doing? He's like, "It doesn't matter where I play. I'm just trying to get to the league. Like, what are you talking about?" And I love that mentality, man. I love it. Like, I just want to be a hard worker. I just want to do what I got to do. Like, I'm just here to do my job.
Najee.
So
I like Najee a whole lot. I find him very likable. I love that he's showing his personality. He's not afraid. I mean, he's going to be a guy that I'll be rooting for in the league.
Andrew jumps in on YouTube. "I thought it was interesting. Harris said he thought the 49ers were going to take him when they had number 12. He said, I feel like he's going to go higher than people might think." And he absolutely could. I mean, he's a playmaker, but he's still a running back. And I don't know how many of those you're going to see in the first round, man.
I think the days of seeing two running backs in the first round are gone, man. Gone.
I mean,
I don't know if he's going to be one or not. And if he is, I do think he is the best running back in this draft.
It's him and Travis Etienne that everybody's
I think the people buying into Travis is, I can't explain Travis's production last year. Okay. I need somebody to help me explain. You came back, your team offensively was better than you were the year before, and your numbers didn't just go down. Man, they got cut in half.
Yeah.
I need you or somebody to explain that to me.
Yeah. And not even just the stats, just like big games.
If you take Etienne over Harris, I just think you're making a mistake.
I agree 100%.
It might work out. We might look back 5 years from now. But I want to know, there's no logic behind it. There's no reasoning behind it. It doesn't make sense for you to say, "We think he's the better running back." Why? What tells you that?
Because
it ain't tape. I know that. It's not game film.
I wish we could get these answers, you know, on draft night. Too. Like, I'd love to hear, you know, "Well, we picked him over this guy because of this. Okay, well, you think he's the better running back. So why? Why do you think he's better?
Because if you watch game film, I've watched both of these guys for the last 2 years, okay? Don't have a lot of film on Najee because of where he played 3 years ago. But the last 2 years, I think they were real close, but Travis Etienne was better than him. Last year, it wasn't close. Yes, Etienne was better the year before. Najee was 900 times better than him last year.
I agree.
Who watched them play football? And against better opponents, by the way.
Yeah. Yes. 100%.
Outside of Notre Dame, Clemson didn't play a good defense the rest of the year.
Andrew said, "Can't really think of a comparison to Harris. He's one of a kind type of guy."
He really is.
The comparison size-wise is Derrick Henry. But Najee Harris can catch the ball out of the backfield.
And yeah, Najee, I think Najee's a better overall running back, but he's not the monster Henry is.
Right.
He won't see Najee stiff arm guys 5 yards down the field.
I don't think so.
They won't lose their feet and come off the ground when he stiff arms.
You might see him jump over people 5 yards.
Oh no, yeah. That's his move. They're different running backs. They're just both big as shit. But no, I don't understand. I think these GMs sometimes talk themselves. I was talking to somebody else about that the other day that I can't understand why these guys, like, what are they looking at or seeing that most of the people that follow the sport very closely don't see? How do we get so many of the busts that we get? And it's because I think these GMs are all just trying to outsmart themselves instead of it's right. The tape is right there.
Well, it's what the Raiders have been doing. They take Clemson guys, they take Alabama guys, and that's like their big thing. They want guys that know how to win championships. And I get it. It hasn't worked thus far because you don't have a team full of them yet. But like, I get the idea. Get a bunch of winners. Get a bunch of dogs on your team. Like, I understand it. Matt Miller said, you guys going to do a back and forth mock draft, or is Chris going to be a stick in the mud?
What fun would that be?
I could have fun with it.
For 5 seconds, when we're done, okay, and the chances
gonna
of
be
that
worthless.
Happening are zero. Y'all just want us to read off the names? I can go down a list and read off a bunch of football guys' names. Sure, let's do that.
There you go. Joseph Gomez, by the way, said if Najee drops, don't be surprised if Kansas City jumps in on him after losing Williams.
Nah, they can't. They won't spend. They actually need offensive line help, and they need
if he drops to the second round, though. Hey, could you imagine a backfield
if he drops to the second round, do you think he's going to make it to the 31st pick in the second round?
I could see Kansas City maybe trading up to go get him, possibly.
I couldn't see that. I don't see them taking a running back back-to-back years like that.
Yeah, I doubt that's possible.
Just like you wouldn't pay a running back that much money.
You wouldn't take two of them that early.
You wouldn't
in the draft
waste
either.
That much draft capital on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the dude's a great dude. I think he's a stud, but.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that's a good fit, though. McKinnon, by the way, said, we like listening to that sweet Mississippi voice talk about where he thinks players should or would go, Christopher.
Okay.
That's all not right. A terrible
I'll
idea.
I'll do whatever Gary tells me to do. I follow instructions really well. I want to bitch about it, but I follow instructions really well.
The closer that we get to the draft, we might look into this. It might be
we're
something
gonna
fun to
do. We're going to do a live draft with our
yeah.
If we're going to do this, you don't need two people to make this draft because we both can manipulate it to a point.
Yeah.
We would need to get at least two of the guys from Westlaw or Kyler or somebody to come on with us. Do it that way. We've got a mixture of people making these picks.
Maybe we do that. Maybe that's a possibility.
That sounds like a lot of damn work.
It's a lot of work, but maybe that's possible. Maybe we can do
I'm
that.
Not afraid of it. Let's do it. I don't care. It's
Matt,
up to you.
Matt Miller said, are you guys going to do a live draft video? Yes. Us
now
and the guys
we
from
will do
West
with
Pirates.
The Westlaw guys.
Yep. We will be, you know, first round of the draft. It won't be all 3 days, by God. It'll be Thursday night.
No, we
night.
Do the first round.
Yep, first round. We'll be in there, and we will react to every pick, and we're going to have a blast just like we have the last however many years. So stay tuned for that one. I don't have any other topics. Anything else, Brent?
No, I was scrolling through the show notes to see our different topics, and I noticed that you didn't change it from when you did your live show the other day.
Really?
Yeah. But that's okay.
Oh, that's great. I didn't hit update all.
That's all right.
Isn't that fantastic? All right, that's fine. I'll change all these.
I was like, wait a minute. We're going to talk about this. We talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
And then I realized what it was.
It's been a long
in the
day.
Middle in the middle of the show.
McKinnon said he volunteers his tribute. Matt said Gary's the dominatrix, Chris is the submissive, and Joseph of course jumps in and says tears. Yeah. it's so ridiculous. Y'all, it's been such a long day. Such a long day. All right, let's go ahead and
before you say
here.
Goodbye, can I bitch about YouTube TV for a minute?
Well, yeah.
You took my fucking Red Sox off the TV today. That pissed me off. I worked my ass off this morning because I knew we had a 1 o'clock game, and I was getting home on time to make sure I could watch the Sox and the Rays today. And I got home, and I can't find it anywhere. And I hit the old Google machine to find out YouTube TV. I pay good money for the MLB extra innings package. And YouTube TV is taking a few games a week off the MLB extra innings package, and they're going to air them. Why the hell am I paying this money?
I mean, that's a good question.
MLB, be better. Simulcast it on two different channels.
Yes.
You took my money, and I couldn't watch my boys beat the hell out of the Rays today. Came up here pissed.
I hear you. I'm sorry. I have YouTube TV. Okay.
The show cheered me up. The show did cheer me up. It made me feel better.
Well, I'm glad that we could do that. I'm hoping that everybody else had a good time as well. We are going to go ahead and get out of here. Chris and I will be back tomorrow, or Chris will be, or I will. Somebody will be here with a show tomorrow evening leading into the Friday morning podcast. So make sure and stay tuned for that as well. If you are not subscribed, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the like button for us. We would certainly appreciate that. We got several of you on YouTube right now watching. We appreciate you for doing that. And thank you to everybody that jumped into the chat today. We appreciate all that. And with that said, I think we're going to get out of here. Go to sbrpicks.com/NCAAF. Go to winningcuresEverything.com. Chris, is there anything else we need to hit?
That's it, brother.
That is it. All right, you guys take care of yourself, take care of each other, and hopefully all of your Masters bets and your MLB bets and everything else, all of them cash. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.